Hi there. The word for you today is decision-making. In Proverbs 16, verse 3, we read, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." If all your life you've been warned about making bad decisions, fear can cause you to miss God-given opportunities. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8, "If the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle?" Now, that means if you're double-minded, indecisive, you're like the mule standing between the two bales of hay, unable to decide which one to eat and afraid of making the wrong choice. You just stand there and starve to death. You must act. You need to do things perfectly, and your desire to control every possible outcome in life will end up keeping you stuck. So, here are three helpful hints. Number one, stop trying to please everybody. Proverbs 29 verse 25 puts it this way, "Fear of man is a dangerous trap, but to trust in the Lord means safety." Once you know what will bring you fulfillment, as long as it's in God's will, chart your course accordingly and refuse to let the opinions of others stop you or color your view. Here's a second hint. Remember, over time, your goals change. What's needed in your life today may not be right for you a year from now. So reassess your plans regularly and be willing to change direction. Solomon writes, Proverbs 16:9, "We should make plans counting on God to direct us." When your spiritual gut says no to something, stop and pay attention. And here's a third tip. When God is on your side, you'll prevail. When somebody asked President Abraham Lincoln if he was sure that God was on his side, he replied, "I haven't thought about it much. I just want to know that I'm on God's side." Look, it's normal to speculate about how you'd like things to turn out. But the truth is, God alone controls the future. Just trust him. The word for you today is this, Proverbs 16:3, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed."